All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be continuing our Viva series, and we're going to be talking with fellow Canadian, fellow MVP, and friend, Nurez Kamas from CreoSpark and CloudSpark, to talk to us about Viva Connections. So thanks for coming on, Rez. Really appreciate it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at CloudSpark, CreoSpark, and maybe just a little bit of the Viva Connections topic.
Perfect. So my name is Nurez Kamas, and everybody calls me Rez. I've been an MVP for about 11 years on the Microsoft side of the equation. I am co-founder and VP technology at two companies, a services-based and a product-based company. So on the services side, we do everything Microsoft 365 related. On the consulting side, SharePoint, Teams, deployments, training, you know, SharePoint syntax, all the new stuff that's going around Microsoft 365. And on the product side, we build SaaS products built on Microsoft Teams, which are hopefully going to be soon tied into the main capabilities of Viva Connections. And just on the Viva Connections side, we're really excited about it. Some of the immediate benefits you're going to be getting from Viva Connections, all of our customers are starting to use it, are things like the SharePoint app bar, where you can access all those intranet resources right at your fingertips within Microsoft Teams as a personal app. So you no longer have to go to a browser to get to your corporate intranet. You're going to be using the hub for teamwork, which is Microsoft Teams, right at your fingertips, and a personal app, just like you have the activities, the chats, the Teams. There'll be another one where you can kind of theme it and personalize it to your heart's content, call it whatever you want in terms of your intranet name. And then you click on that right within Microsoft Teams, you are going to get your corporate intranet via Viva Connections. And there's various different aspects of Viva Connections you're going to get, such as a pop-out type of menu, which is related to the SharePoint app bar, which is already rolled out for everybody, where you can see your global navigation, you customize that navigation and such. You're also going to be able to see your sites that you're following and news that is either relevant to you or your organization wants you to see. As part of Viva Connections, you are also going to get a search capability where you're able to search your intranet content. So in Teams, you're used to being able to search your conversations, your chats, your documents. So now when you search, they're going to get an option to search your intranet content there as well. As well, you're going to be able to navigate throughout your home site on Viva Connections side of the equation, as well as having links to share content. One of the future things that we're betting big on also is the mobile friendliness app of the app, where you're going to see resources, feeds, those same intranet resources you're seeing on the SharePoint app bar, as well as this new concept called the dashboard, where you have these adaptive cards, which we're really excited about. So that gives you a quick overview of Viva Connections.
Awesome. Thanks, Rez. So maybe in terms of like actually installing Viva Connections, and from a SharePoint perspective, like what's the best base to deliver, you know, Viva Connections? Like, what is there any prerequisites? Like, what is it? What is the minimum requirement? And is there a default set of sites you need, SharePoint sites you need to get a good base install of Viva Connections?
Well, the deployment of Viva Connections is very, if you've ever deployed a personal app in Microsoft Teams, it's very similar to that aspect. Now, there are some high-level steps and recommendations you want when you're deploying your Viva Connections on your Teams environment as a personal app. First, you want to enable and set up your global navigation and your SharePoint app bar nicely, because when you click on Viva Connections as a personal app, that pretty much the same SharePoint app bar is going to come up. So think about that from an information architecture, from a navigational architecture perspective. The next thing is you want to configure your home site for your tenant as well. So it actually, you probably should do home site first and set your corporate intranet and such as the home site. You can do that using PowerShell. There is a PowerShell script that allows you to do that. Next is Microsoft has made it really easy. They have a PowerShell script, and what that PowerShell script is going to generate Viva Connections app package. the cool thing about that script is as you're running that script, it's going to prompt you, you know, what do you want on the as the name of that personal app on the left-hand side? We don't want to call it Viva Connections. We want to call it the name of your corporate intranet. And then it'll automatically upload it to the Teams admin center, or you can do that manually. And then what you do is you define who in your organization is going to want it using all the Teams policies and such. Right. So, and all those scripts are available. There's great resources. I'm sure you guys will post the resources after the call with your posting of the podcast about how to do that.
So you mentioned that Viva Connections is really surfacing up like a SharePoint home site. Is that the only type of SharePoint page that can be put into Viva Connections, or can you use any kind of standard SharePoint page, home sites, communication sites?
I honestly haven't tried it with other communication sites. I've kind of followed the best practice and recommendations by using that home site, because the concept here is that we want to be able to go to one site as your corporate intranet launching point. However, I think in the future, Microsoft may be opening it up to point to other sites, because there's many organizations such as our large enterprise customers. They have many different subunits and sub-organizations where they might want to have one intranet site or communication site for one organization and another for another, right? So I would assume that in the future, that's going to be how Microsoft is going to allow you to do that. But in the interim, it's recommended to use the home site.
Okay. And with that home site, like you were mentioning, if you had maybe multiple divisions or different departments, could you create multiple Viva connections to other home sites? Or is it kind of one per tenant?
Right now, it's one per tenant, as far as I know.
Okay. So.
Awesome. So, I mean, maybe you can, is there any licensing, I guess, implications for Viva Connections, or is it included within your existing M365e license?
It is included with your license right now. So Microsoft, it's one of the Viva offering that Microsoft is giving you for free to be able to embed that. But honestly, that embedding capability has been there for quite a while. We've been doing it for our customers for quite a bit of time. And you could still do that. And you have the capabilities, going back to your question, Michael, if you want to create a personal app that points to a different web page or a different kind of communication site, you can always do that using the personal app capabilities that Microsoft gives you out of the box using, you know, the dev, Microsoft Teams dev capabilities.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
And so you briefly touched on sort of like the install process through PowerShell, but maybe you can sort of walk us through sort of like what a deployment would look like when you know, the Creo Spark team is doing it, right?
Okay. So we were actually lucky enough to have a customer. They're a Connect First Credit Union out of Calgary, Alberta. Right after Viva Connections was launched, a week after, they were actually all gung-ho and excited to actually start being one of the first people, I think, in the world to actually get it used in live and production environment. They have over 1,000 people, and we had been working on their communication sites. We had already set the home sites. We had prepped them with all the prerequisites that are needed for Viva Connections. And then, in fact, when Viva Connections was launched, they actually Microsoft didn't have the SharePoint app bar released. So the extra capability of seeing that pop-up type of menu was not even there. So we were all prepped and ready for it. So they had to wait a few more weeks for it. So in terms of some best practices for getting ready for Viva Connections is, number one, start getting your users on Microsoft Teams. That's the first thing, right? So Viva Connections is useless to the folks in your organizations that aren't using Microsoft Teams. But usually they're used to the browsers, they're used to a browser-based intranet. You want to kind of let them know that now that we can access those same corporate intranet resources right from your personal app in Microsoft Teams. It saves you a click or two. It saves, like, from an ROI perspective, the second somebody has to leave the context of what they're doing, which for all of us is probably 70 to 90% of our time in Teams, you know, it's going to take away from the impact of what you're trying to do with it, which is all about employee engagement and getting people to your corporate intranet, getting them to see the feed, getting them to see the news that's across the organization, getting them to engage using the dashboard cards. So getting them on Microsoft Teams is really, really key. Obviously, having a really thought out information architecture, that's key from the get-go. So that's really important because you need to think about what is the type of menu you're going to show in Viva Connections. Is it going to align with your corporate intranet, or do you have different organizations that it needs to change? So you really need to think about that navigational architecture aspect. Other things you want to think about are news. One of the big thing that Microsoft is giving you is that corporate news aspect, where these news are kind of, you could think about it as highlighted. And when you make a site a place for that corporate news, you'll actually see a little square above the news items that's posted, which you can see in Viva Connections in the menu bar, as well as the SharePoint app bar. So you want to make sure that organizational news and your information architecture is set up to facilitate that, because there's some news. So for example, IT might want to push some news, but whoever is managing the corporate intranet might not think it's worthy of organizational news. So that's another aspect you want to think about. From a search perspective, you want to make sure your search is configured, because now within Microsoft Teams, when you're rolling out Viva Connections, you're going to be able to search your corporate intranet as well. So you want to make sure everything is properly set up with the right security, everything is in the correct locations. Try to use all those modern communication sites. If you're on classic, right away you need to start moving from classic SharePoint sites to modern. If you aren't there, and believe it or not, there's tons of our customers are still using SharePoint Classic on SharePoint Online, because they used the tool way back when to migrate everything in a like for like from their on-premise environment. So that's the immediate first thing you need to migrate to SharePoint modern. And I think those are the most important steps to look at.
That's great. Speaking of customers, Rez, I'm interested in, I know Viva Connections is pretty new, but like you mentioned, the credit union that Creo Spark has worked with, can you give us a flavor of some experiences you've had with customers with Viva Connections in terms of business outcomes and successful things they've done with it?
Okay, so from a business outcome perspective, so Microsoft, when we've worked with our customers, especially this credit union we worked with, we set out that the business outcomes would be that the employees would get a great employee experience. So first, they wanted to make sure that they can use the home site capabilities and SharePoint Online modern capabilities to make it engaging, to make it intuitive from a navigation perspective, to make it, you know, easy to use, to easy to navigate, right? And that's where the search comes in, doing a proper planning in terms of a information architecture, a navigational architecture, search, page design, all of the key aspects you want to think about when you're designing a corporate intranet. So that for our customers, that's really key, being able to get to the content in a seamless manner. And also keeping them engaged, not because historically a lot of corporate intranets go stale, right? So how are we going to keep our employees and our customers' employees engaged? And we're going to be doing that by engaging in things like embedding Yammer communities, right? So from a community perspective, so for example, this credit union we worked at had the great idea to create a community about posting their pets. And you wouldn't believe how many people love posting pictures of their pets, right? So, and by seeing that in a feed, that engages you coming back to the corporate intranet, then you'll see the pets, but then you'll also see a new set of news that's being pushed out to you, right? So it's going to keep you engaged and want to come back to the intranet. So you need to look at from an employee engagement. And now with Viva Connections, in coming soon, probably at the end of the summer, is the whole concept of a dashboard card and your adaptive cards. These cards are, I don't know how development and technical you guys have been, but you could create these SharePoint framework kind of like cards now, and they're called ACE adaptive cards, which you can surface up a piece of functionality, which is in Viva Connections on your dashboard, which is going to then be also mobile friendly, because Microsoft is also pushing out Viva Connections to the to your mobile phones, right? Within your Teams app, where you'll see that resources, where you'll see that feed, where you'll see those dashboard cards, and those cards that you're going to bring us as a consulting agency, or if you have in-house developers, you'll create these cards to for a business outcome. As an example, I want to be able to submit my expenses, or I want to open a service desk ticket, or, you know, the common use cases we see is within organizations and integrating with all the systems that they have, right? So you'll tie into those APIs, and then right from your dashboard on the homepage of your intranet or your mobile phone, you're going to be able to interact with those cards to be able to perform the business aspect you want to do. So that's a really important key aspect of employee engagement and enhances the employee experience, which Viva Connections is all about, right? So,
yeah, and just thinking with so many people spending so much of the day inside Teams, there's definitely, as you said, a big ROI benefit of having all that internet functionality right in Teams. So that makes sense. We talked a bit about, or you'd mentioned mobile. What's the current state of the mobile experience for Viva Connections, and what's coming, if whatever you can talk about?
Well, right now, the mobile app is not launched yet. I don't remember the timeline, but I think it's coming soon. The mobile app is going to have three different aspects on it. So it's going to have the resources where just like it's there is this combined feed of all the news across Yammer, across SharePoint and such. And that combined company feed is going to be rendered within one of the sections in the mobile app, just like you can do it on your homepage right now on your corporate intranet using the Yammer web parts. It's going to be enhanced to be kind of cross service on Microsoft. The second thing that's going to be there is the resources. Those resources are going to be the same type of resources you see, you know, on your news bar and such. The third, such as the news and the different aspects that you want to engage with your corporate intranet and the menu and such. Now, the third one is these dashboard cards that I just talked about. Those dashboard cards are going to give you as an organization the flexibility of creating your own employee engagement, making it a lot easier for your folks and your employees to do things like booking time off, to see your expenses, to you know, it's going to keep them engaged with your corporate intranet and keep them coming back so that they can do everything within a few clicks. And that's what the dashboard is all about. And again, that's coming out at the end of the summer, I think.
Cool. Thanks, Rez.
No, so, Rez, you mentioned a lot of extensibility, APIs, the ACE card, adaptive cards. So it looks like that, you know, Microsoft's kind of providing this infrastructure to extend on. And so we talked about it earlier in the beginning, Cloud Spark. Can you maybe talk about some of the vision or what you're looking to do to enhance Viva Connections beyond kind of the standard base install?
Yeah, most definitely. We're really excited about the capabilities that Viva Connections is bringing us. An example is our Cloud Spark. We build SaaS product built within Microsoft Teams. It's kind of, you could think about it, we actually termed it the employee experience platform, just like Microsoft is kind of tying in the employee experience. So we called it Cloud Spark EXP. And as part of Cloud Spark EXP, we build people operations apps, and so HR and operations. So our first two apps we've gone to market are actually a leave request built in right within Microsoft Teams, as well as a reserve app. And that's kind of a back to office, kind of booking space booking app, and all within Microsoft Teams. So where that ties in, all of our apps are going to have some sort of tie into Viva Connections, because what we're developing on the side are these adaptive cards, which are organizations that we deal with can surface those up on their corporate intranet. And those adaptive cards, our vision is to take them to the next level. An example is, you know, one of the big problems that we're facing during the pandemic is, you know, people are getting bored at home. They're going and checking job listings, and you're losing them, right? Companies are losing them. That's why we need to figure out a way to engage these employees who are at home. And also the bottom line is, if you don't have a hybrid plan for your organization, you know, the millennial who's coming to apply for your job, the first question is, am I going to be able to work from home, right? And these people who you're working from home, you need to keep them satisfied. You need to keep them engaged, right? They need a way to be happy at the job they're trying to do. So that's what we're trying to do at CloudSpark EXP. So an example is where we've created this app where you could reserve time back into the office, and you choose the space you want, how many people you need to reserve an office space for. It'll, you know, ask you the COVID questions. It'll tell you, it's like an Airbnb for booking your time back into the office instead of booking it out of the office, right? So the opposite of the Leave app that we created. And so an example of the way we're going to be using Viva Connections is, did you know that it'll ask Michael the question in that adaptive card? Hey, Michael, did you know that Hab is coming to the office tomorrow? Do you want to join him? Right? See, do you see? And Hab is saying no, because he doesn't want to see Michael in person. But you see how that kind of employee engagement encourages that experience and that engagement. That's one example of the type of scenarios that we're looking at. Or, you know, we're creating a clubs app as well. So did you know that, you know, Curtis is going golfing tomorrow? Dino, did you want to join him? Right. So we're trying to take it to that next level to make people happy from a employee experience and that perspective. So that's kind of how we're kind of positioning Viva Connections, and we're all over it. And our apps that we're creating, the CloudSpark EXP, is going to surface those same adaptive cards that you're going to see on your mobile app, as well as Viva Connections as your internet homepage. So we're really excited about that. We just launched our MVP of the EXP, and we've got a few customers already on it.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's, I think we, you know, we, from this series, we really wanted to start deep diving into these different topics. So really appreciate you coming in, Rez, to talk to us about Viva Connections and your experience, given that you're probably the first organization worldwide to deploy it for a client of yours, which is fantastic. So thanks for coming on and giving your experience again. And thanks, everybody, for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for asking.